Alrighty. Welcome to this episode of Comes Naturally. Mike, would you like to go over business real quick?
Yeah. This is an absolutely free podcast, so to show support, we ask you to do a couple little things. First off, please go to the Facebook page, like our Facebook page, and then share our Facebook page with your friends. After you do that, if you get our podcast through iTunes, we'd appreciate it if you could subscribe to the podcast. That makes it easier for you to receive the podcast. You don't have to do anything for it. It just downloads automatically for you every Friday when it becomes available. After you subscribe to the podcast, go ahead and give us a rating and review us on iTunes to help the algorithm on that, get the wheels in motion a little bit, and get more eyes on the podcast. News.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are we doing today, guys?
So today we're going to do favorite all-time TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to go around to all of us. We're going to go through a list of our top five. And then we're going to break down one of them each and talk about it.
By the way, that's Cody talking.
Oh, we skipped that part, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, we didn't. You did.
Oh. Comes Naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. Today's episode, we're doing favorites, TCOMs all time. All right, so let's mix up a little bit today.
You start.
I was going to make Joe start.
You start.
But I'll start.
Because you've made Joe start before. You've never. You start. You unstart and son of a. You just start now.
Nope. Joe, okay. Go ahead. I'm just kidding. I'll go. I'll start. My list.
Explain how we're going to do
it. All right. So now that I've done the intro properly. So we're going to break down, we're going to list five of our favorite shows of all time.
Or in Joe's case, 17, because you can't decide.
Yeah, I know. Which one. So
all the TV he watches. Then after we go through all five lists, and we will comment on them as we go, then we're going to pick one each, and we're going to talk about that one in more detail and why we liked it. Does that make sense to everybody?
I wasn't listening, but let's do this.
Ow. Yeah, take that, some bitch. Pell you to pain. So my list, in no particular order, will be Quantum Leap, MacGyver, Psych, Monk, and The Muppet Show.
Oh, The Muppet Show.
Good boom, job. Bitches. It was either Muppet Show or Fraggle Rock. I couldn't decide.
Oh, Muppet Show.
Yeah. Because so, I love me some Fraggle Rock, as Fraggle you can tell, because I
but
own
The Muppet Show had a lot both. More other
guest stars. Muppet Show is way better.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic. So that was my list. Fraggle we'll
Rock.
Go to Joseph for his list.
Fuck your Fraggle
my list
Rock.
Is Stargate SG-1. Shocker.
What? And then Stargate SG-2. And then Stargate SG in space. And then Stargate SG underwater. His mind control.
He's so ridiculous sometimes when he doesn't remember anything what they're called.
What's your second one?
Second one. X-Files.
Aw, yeah. Chris Carter. Sorry. Chris
Followed Carter. By Futurama. Stargate The Next Generation. And Falling
Star
Skies.
Trek, Star Trek.
Star Trek.
You said Stargate.
Well,
I was like, is that another one?
I thought he was going to tell us he didn't. I was hoping he'd tell us he didn't. So we can be like, hey, everyone, just rewind this.
Go back 15 seconds. Listen to
Star Trek, The Next Generation. Right? Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Star Trek.
Okay.
Trek.
Star Trek. Okay.
Star Wars.
The next
New Hope.
All right. And then what was your fifth
Falling
one?
Skies.
Falling Skies. Modern, huh? Modern. Yeah. Modern. Well, it's...
It's
one of
currently
them.
On their third season right now.
Third season just ended.
Just ended, yeah. Yep.
Michael, what's your list?
You love that fuck, dude. That was
Noah Wiley.
Noah Wiley? God, I hate that guy so hard. And
I do actually really enjoy Noah Wiley.
Let's not bag on
I
Joe's.
I will include the librarian on this list.
Don't do that. I'll throw a phone at
just
you.
Just to spite both of you, even though Cody hasn't done.
Because you legit
right
like
now.
That show. We've talked about it before, I
we
think,
have,
on the podcast.
Yeah.
It was a series of movies.
Movies. They were made for TV movies.
Made for TV, if you know what I mean. Mike, what's your list?
Made for the TV to be turned off.
Read a fucking book. That's what librarian's
more like,
about.
Mike, what's your list?
yeah, hillbilly.
He did his joke towards him.
My list, in no particular order, I would have 30 Rock.
Yay.
Seinfeld.
Yay.
Scrubs.
Not yay.
I would put Sons of Anarchy. Can I put Sons of Anarchy, even though it's not technically finished?
Yeah, he just put Falling Skies.
Falling Skies, and it's not.
I just
yet
assumed
either.
It was. I didn't know it was still
we
going
just
on.
Said the third season just ended, and they've been.
Yeah, just ended. I didn't know.
The
if
third
that was...
season just ended, not the yeah. show just ended. Go ahead, and what's your fifth one?
What did I say?
I don't know.
Sons of Anarchy, Seinfeld, 30 Rock, Scrubs.
Yeah.
Fifth one would be?
Fifth one would be.
Oh, I see he's prepared.
Turtles.
The Turtles. Live action.
The live action Ninja Turtles is the worst thing ever. You know what? I'm going to throw something on there that I've just recently watched. Marin.
Oh, thank God. I thought it was going somewhere else.
No, Marin.
I thought it was going New Girl. I was about to fucking make you leave.
Marin's fantastic. I've only seen the first season of it because the second season hasn't been.
It just started.
Just
on
ended.
On the TVs.
I thought it just ended.
But it
just hasn't been available to buy.
Oh, maybe.
In
I,
all
I haven't watched it. I always watched it. Wait till
but
it
the,
gets on Netflix.
Yeah, so the first season's on Netflix.
Binge watch that shit.
Yeah, it's like 12 or 13 episodes. It goes super quick, but it's
so
hilarious.
So
Mark
so good.
So funny in it.
And he plays himself. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, literally himself.
And
like,
Marin, I knew. I knew him from. He was on Conan a shit ton of times when I was watching Conan all the time. So his comedy always made me laugh. But I knew him from
Conan,
the podcast.
Not Conan, so people
Conan.
Because Mike talks about
the
Conan.
Barbarian
so.
Is.
Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
His podcast is what like made me interested in the show, and I finally got around to watching the show, and it was super fantastic.
Because essentially the show is about him making the podcast.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And all his like shitty life that follows. All right. So, yeah, that's my fives.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So
Cody, pick your numero uno and we'll discuss, dissect.
So this one's a tough one
probably
for me.
Humiliate.
But I will pick The Muppet Show as my all time favorite.
A little shocked. I figured you were going to go with Psych.
Psych is one of my favorites, but, the difference is Muppet Show didn't let me down at the end. So, it stays my number one. The Muppet Show is, for those who don't know, if you don't know. That's weird.
Oh, I'm changing. I'm taking Marin off. He got bumped by Boy Meets World. Sorry. Boy Meets World. It's my number five on the list.
Nope. Too late. You've already said it.
Yeah, it's already been recorded.
Okay,
on.
Well, he's number six, and I just made number six. So we just did six.
We didn't do six. We did five.
Nope.
We
I did six. Five. I get one extra because...
You're a prick.
That's why.
Oh, you gave us the finger since you can't see him. So Muppet Show is my favorite show of all time. It is... the most bizarre variety show. It was designed as a spoof in a way of all the variety shows that were on TV at the time, and then the main cast obviously are the Muppets, who are for the most part puppets, for you know like hand made or hand controlled puppets and stuff like that.
Operated.
Yeah. So like it's a bizarre show, but it had such a weird appeal. Like I didn't like it was on way before I was alive, you know, but. It was on when I was alive, when I was little, and I was completely and utterly enamored with it because it was essentially a kid show that was on during adult time. So like it was on in prime time, but it was geared towards kids in a way, but also not geared towards kids. If you watch it, it's just making fun of pop culture. Like one of my favorite episodes is Pigs in Space because it essentially makes fun of Star Trek and Star Wars without... doing it in a way where it's like, oh, hey, Captain Kirk. But it's like, if you watch it and you know those two things, you can see like, oh, it's a direct, they're making fun of it directly. And it's goddamn hilarious. It's so funny, so well written, had amazing performances from musical guests to actors. And like anybody who was anybody at that time in the late 70s, early 80s was on the Muppets at one point. I mean, Elton John was on the Muppets. And the best part is they interacted with the Muppets like they were real people.
Yeah.
Like, and they were like celebrities in their own right, which they were, but like in this world, they made it seem like they were real. So when I was growing up, which made me love the newest version of the Muppet movies, even more with Walter and everything, I literally thought they were things in the world. You know what I mean? Like you could go out and you would run into the Muppets. And obviously I didn't realize
that's how
they were.
Played it.
Yeah. I didn't realize they were hand-controlled people, like, you know, by people. I thought they were creatures in the world.
Yeah, and, you were pretty pissed off last week when we told you.
Yeah, I'm still not very very happy with you guys.
You're
right now.
Very unhappy with us.
But I just remember watching it and, like, just the crazy stuff they did and like how amazing the show was for being such like a weird phenomenon at the time, but also such a bizarre section of pop culture, you know, in that time. Nowadays, pop culture then was just, you know, regular TV. But I mean, I love that show because of the wide variety, being a variety show that it did have, you know, with musical guests and acting and the fourth wall being broken, and that kind of stuff, and all the different characters, because they had amazing characters in the show, and I mean, as the puppets too. I mean, themselves, you know, Animal was always my favorite because he was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
He still is one of my favorites of all time, even on the newer movies, because he's still crazy as shit. But it's, I just like, remember, I even had the record. I had two of them records, actually on vinyl, because that's what you got them back then.
Records back then. Yeah.
I had the John Denver Christmas album with the Muppets, which is super awesome because it was essentially all the songs from
it's
the
a thing.
Yep.
Stop I'm not smiling. Even joking. It's
yeah.
A thing.
All the it had all the songs from their Christmas special, and they just put it on vinyl or on album so you could listen to it. It was awesome. And then I had the Muppets Variety Hour or the Muppet Show essentially soundtrack, which is a bunch of just like the Muppet Show songs that they did, where it's just the Muppets. So I loved it.
I did run across actually a couple days ago, oddly enough, a Cracked article that involved the Muppet Show, and apparently, which Star Wars was it? There was I think it was Mark Hamill was on there.
Yep.
And they actually debuted the costume for Luke Skywalker, yeah. The Cloud City costume. That's yep. what it was. So it would have been episode episode 5 on the Muppet Show.
Yeah. Super dope.
Yeah.
And they actually did an actual Star Wars-ish skit on there, too. Like, yeah. With, like, not like Pigs in Space. Actual Star Wars. They actually had the cast from Star Wars on. It was awesome.
It's odd to think that that was actually a big thing back then.
Yeah. Like, it was, it's weird because,
like, because before, like, we're spoiled now. Like, we get leaked images of stuff on the internet, so we can just look at phones and stuff like that and find what's going on. But back then, you know, like, just to get a sneak peek at, like, what your favorite movie character is going to look like in the sequel or what kind of weird shit's going to pop up, it had to come on the show. I remember even, like, fairly recently, I say recently, like, like, I remember as a kid, like Jay Leno having, like, the first preview for a movie, you yeah. know, or something like that. Like, when now that just seems like such a weird concept that you would have to wait and watch a TV show to get, like, first images of something.
Yeah.
But
I get pissed now.
You'd have to actually, like, look in the newspaper and you're like, oh, my yeah. God.
Or the TV guide.
Or the TV guide,
TV
yeah.
guide, yeah. You used to have a lot
of TV guide. You look at the TV guide and be like, oh, this show at this time on this day will have this person on to talk about this or whatever.
I remember what came up a lot was always, you know, tonight or next week on Entertainment Tonight, we'll have the first look at whatever movie they're looking for.
Was like the vehicle for that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like it was,
and now it's like, oh, someone tweeted a picture of the new Star Wars.
Yeah, we're back.
J.J. Abrams tweets out a picture of, oh, whatever, I'm standing here right next to an X-Wing, whatever. Yeah. Kids, go ahead.
Did you see know? The there was a pilot that was flying over the set by accident, and he took a picture, by accident, air quotes, he took a picture of it and got a picture of the actual Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
You saw the drone. You saw the drone, right? Where, like, there was someone that set up a drone and flew over the top of it.
No.
Yeah, someone set up one of those, like, the hardcore, like, drones you can get, like, and just flew it over the set, and just, like, not close enough to be, like, seen, but you could see, like, that part they have built up, and you're just, like, it's tiny on the video, but I was so, like, so excited. I was like, Millennium Falcon, it's real! You know, like, J.J. Abrams is spending all that Disney money. So, like, that sort of stuff. But what I was going to say is, like, I remember, like, just, like, the other, like, couple weeks ago, they're talking about, like, oh, we're going to premiere the new, a month ago or so now, the new trailer for the new Hobbit movie. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so excited. Like, I have to wait 3 days? This is bullshit.
Yeah. You know? They're announcing their announcements.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you sons of bitches. Like, they're teasing us now, and it's even like an instant thing. It's like, it's not one of those things where you're like, wait for 7 p.m. this way. It's like, hey, on this day, you can just watch it.
We don't know when.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not going to tell you when, you know.
Sometime.
It's like today, Robert Downey Jr. is supposed to announce some weird announcement, and like everyone's like, "Oh, it's going to be Avengers," and everyone's like, "It's going to be the Judge trailer," And then Mark Ruffalo is like, put a video up, and everyone's like, oh shit, and clicked on the video, and it's him going, we're going to say something tomorrow. And I was like, Mark Ruffalo, you're an awesome dick. Like, it's so fantastic. It's just
celebrities trolling us.
Like. Yeah, it's like they know we're just like so fiending for anything and everything to do it. So, but yes, back to the Muppet Show. It was fantastic. Musical guests were amazing. They came on. People came on and like made fun of themselves and stuff. Like, that was super cool. Like, before it was like anything, but it was like before anyone really knew satire to be satire the way it is now. Well, the way it is now, it's all garbage. But the way it was so well done, but like done in their own spin in their own little world. It was just amazing. So that's my favorite.
And like big ups to the whole ideal of it had such lasting power because it started so long ago. And I know it kind of like teetered away and didn't do a whole lot like recently until the movie. Yeah. But even when it was kind of like down and like no, it wasn't on the forefront of anybody's mind, you would get like little internet videos from them and stuff. Like,
yeah, because there was
like,
they
did the Queen cover.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was
super badass.
Rhapsody.
And then they would do little things like that, would just kind of remind people like, oh yeah, that shit was awesome. Then when the movie came out, it was amazing.
Yeah. And because they always had movies like during the 90s, they did like Muppets from Space and a bunch
Muppets
of those
in
ones.
Manhattan and,
yeah, it's like there was early ones from like the 80s they did when they were like super big, and then they'd like kind of fade away.
Well, they went from like theatrical release to like straight to video.
Yeah. Well, no, most all of their ones, all of them that went to theaters, all of them.
Did they? Even Muppets from Space? Yeah. I thought.
No, it was they were all.
I could have sworn there was one or two that went straight to.
They had video release ones that were like, but the movies and stuff were all like theatrical release and stuff. Yeah, but then like they kind of just faded away because like puppets weren't a thing anymore. You know, like everyone wanted to be animated.
It wasn't
or
just
like that,
but the whole variety show thing.
Oh, for sure,
disappeared.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, they were I mean, obviously, I didn't really watch a lot of variety shows back then, but they kind of were like the last of that type of show. They were the last of the variety shows.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But it was cool because, like, it had, like, that, I don't know, it was, in a way, it was making fun of itself also in that fourth wall break, you know, like, you'd see, like, behind the scenes and they would be, like, talking to each other and then, like, they would, like, have those moments. So it was stolen, I mean, all by everybody, like, Mo Brooks did it and Kevin Smith did it, where, like, they say something that's referring to the audience and then they slowly look at the camera.
Yeah.
Or those
Fresh,
ones like
Fresh Prince would do it a lot too.
Yeah, like one of my favorite ones ever was, they were doing something and Kermit's like, it's not like I can just ask someone to move me over there, and he looks down, and he goes and he moves over, you know, that kind of stuff. It was super awesome. And again, as a kid, I didn't realize what that was until later on.
Yeah.
But even like I own them on DVD, and you go back and watch them, and they're fucking fantastic still. Like, it's so good. And it was, I don't know, it was an amazing show. It just did so well for what it was, and I loved it. So that was my one.
That was your favorite.
Yep.
Joe?
Joseph.
Oh, it is going to me. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Stargate what?
SG-1.
Yeah, buddy.
I don't think that's a surprise to especially anybody here or really probably anybody listening to this podcast.
If you've listened to 30 seconds of one podcast, you know Joe
All
loves
Joe fucking talks
Stargate.
About is Canada or Stargate. That's it. It's two fucking trick pony over here. It's got
pretty
two
much.
Gears.
But you know what? It's what I'm good at, apparently.
Being Canadian and loving Stargate.
You know, to be honest, and the love of Stargate really harkens back to the love of Star Trek.
The Next Generation.
The Next Generation, but the original actual Star Trek as well. And
yeah, you didn't like that one very much.
Sorry, I tried not to laugh. I did try not to laugh. It was so fucking mean to say out loud.
It was.
You didn't like that at all.
Nope. But what I'm saying is that, you know, it was such a big... You know, just like Star Wars is really such a big, you know, science fiction thing in movies, Star Trek was the big science fiction thing in TV shows, and that's just how it was. And after TNG, or The Next Generation, ended, you know, they had their other stuff that came out, but it just seemed like more of the same. It was always futuristic. It was always, you know, giant ships and this and that. But then Stargate came along, and it kind of took that whole... sci-fi space thing and
Grounded it?
Grounded it, yeah. I was going to say flip it on its head, but it is better to say grounded it because it puts it in modern day, you know, and it kind of takes the other things that I love about action-adventure movies, you know, when you, especially Indiana Jones, where you take the, you know, there's truth to the past, to the history, but then they put a good twist onto it that makes it, you know, UFOs and sci-fi and such. But so it grounds it in modern day, and it still, I don't know, it's just something I love. You know, it is campy. It is the monster of the week type of thing. They travel to a planet and, you know, they deal with what's on that planet. It was cool that the first two seasons, I want to say it was, were Showtime.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Showtime was the first. I believe it was Showtime where it originally started airing. And so actually, if you go back, I can even give you the first season. And this is another reason why I love it. It's the only TV series I've actually collected every single season on DVD. That, for people who don't know, that's what came before Blu-ray and downloads.
I just made a reference to people not knowing what DVD was.
Yeah.
So we have a bunch of 7-year-olds listening to this podcast.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I like how they curse all the time, but I don't understand the references.
What's a DVD?
What's a DVD?
What is this DVD they kept talking about? Mom, could I play a DVD on your record player?
So Mike is, you know, incredulous about that it could be shown on Showtime, but if I give you the first season, there's literally nudity in the very first episode.
First five seasons?
First five seasons that was Showtime?
Really?
Okay. Yes. I thought they cut it off a little bit earlier than that because
season 6 through 10 were on Sci-Fi, season 1 through 5 were on Showtime.
So there
Holy
really
shit.
Was
it, there was were, money where, behind them
where,
too.
Where did they replay it? Cuz I remember
Sci-Fi.
Watching it like on
Sci-Fi.
Fox or something.
When Sci-Fi got
it
back, they played it from the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Also, so
yeah.
You probably watch reruns on Sci-Fi.
All right.
Yeah. But they did cut out
my fucking mind, dude.
They did cut out a lot of stuff that was in the Showtime.
So you're telling me there's nudity. Space nudity. Explain the nudity more.
There's full penetration, sir.
There was full
what?
There was
space
full
porno?
Yeah.
It's not really in space.
Not really
it's
at
in,
all.
On,
actually,
on
a planet. Not Sometimes. Earth, but it was
well,
a different
what
planet.
What if they're banging in between gates?
That's
time.
Actually physically impossible for that to happen according to the laws of
the show.
Because a wormhole only went one way. So once you went in, you went in. If you tried to go the other way, you
well, what if you're in when you go through the gate? Do you stay in the whole time?
Yes.
Like when you come out of the gate?
You would be
so
turned into like you would be turned into like
in
little
gate
particles as you flew.
Yeah, I remember that. Like the crazy. Yeah, because you couldn't back up because technically that's not allowed on a fucking hole. Whatever.
It's not allowed on a hole, he says.
Yeah, whatever. All right. If it's not SpaceX, I don't want to talk about it.
If it ain't SpaceX, fuck it. Literally.
Fuck it. All right, go. Keep going. Don't let me derail this.
Because,
too late?
Yeah, too late.
Go ahead.
But no, I mean, I loved it for all that stuff. You know, it was just something. It was sci-fi, but it was a new type of sci-fi because it was realistic. There were, you know, the enemy was this, you know, technological juggernaut, and they had lasers and stuff like that. But the humans, who the only trope that I kind of don't like about it, because
no Kurt Russell,
there was that, but it does have Richard Dean Anderson, so I'll let that go.
Motherfucking MacGyver.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if both of them were there though?
Which was actually pretty awesome. They would make MacGyver jokes on Stargate. It's fucking amazing.
Hey, we're locked in here. Can you use this and this to get out? That's funny.
But no, the only trope that I didn't like about the looking back at the series, but I see it in all other different games and stuff like that, is they always make the human race out to be like, you know, oh, we've stumbled upon this race of people and they're going to save us from the, you know, the universe's evil, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I'm pretty sure if you grounded that in real life, we wouldn't, you know.
Real life,
we wouldn't. But, I mean, it is a show, but that would be my only one complaint about it as a whole. Is it a show or is it
my only complaint?
I'm confused by your...
Yes.
Okay. Yes is the answer.
You know why I couldn't get into that? Like, I remember watching the show I didn't watch it like week to week, but it was something that I watched. I'm familiar with it. Remember the alien that was with them? The big dude with the weird thing on his head? What is his name?
Teal'c.
Yeah. Fuck that guy, dude. I hated that dude so hard.
Why?
The thing on his head?
You knew what I was talking about. Everyone listening knows what
He's
I'm talking
about.
He's
the only aliens with him, too.
Because he was the only alien with him.
Sorry, go ahead. You're saying.
Well, I wasn't 100% sure he was an alien.
Actually, up until the seventh or eighth season when they brought on, what's his name? I can't remember, but Daniel dies, and then they bring on the other Quinn?
Quinn, yeah.
Yeah, so he'd technically be an alien, too. There would be two aliens, but
yeah, see?
I understand what he's saying.
But go ahead.
With the fucking thing on his forehead. I don't like that guy.
Was there a reason why?
I don't think it was him. I think it was his character. I don't think I liked that character. Like the stoic, like...
Do you know he was in Dark Knight Rises?
Was he? Was he like a...
He was the guy that forced him down in the hole when Batman took out.
Yeah, Christopher Judge.
Yep.
Forced him in a hole. Now we're getting to that space sex we were talking about earlier.
Except that was not space at all, but whatever.
It was a
space between spaces.
Somebody just made an Indiana Jones reference. But not the good Indiana Jones reference.
Nope.
You should just chill with those. With those types of references.
Motherfucker.
That's funny. All right.
So
what's
that's,
next?
That's mine. So.
Good job. Cody?
Michael?
Mike, your turn.
Oh, yeah. It's my turn.
Yeah, fuckwit.
All right. I would have to say if I would go all time, like all the ones that I mentioned, I would say 30 Rock, though. 30 Rock's probably my all time favorite.
It is a very funny, very good show. It is.
It's so well written, well performed, and like it was really pitch perfect casting for all the characters that were there all the time, you know? And then. Especially when you started getting the guest stars on there, and guest stars would be on there for like a good like couple episode run, and so it really give a character's time to develop. But it was just one of
my favorite things about that. Not to interrupt before you get on the next, right? About those like special guests, they would randomly pop in later episodes just for like a little bit.
Yeah,
like
for like a nothing, for like a throwaway little joke. Yeah,
like oh hey blah blah blah, and then gone. Like it's not part of the story. It's not. It's just like that, and then that gone. You know, it's so funny to me.
But yeah, because I'm a huge Tina Fey fan. Pretty much all her stuff is pretty awesome. Even the stuff that's not that great is still kind of funny.
At least she's good in it.
Well, even the stuff that she writes that's not for me, like I understand why people dig it. You know what I mean? So anything Tina Fey, I'll watch for sure. This just happens to be probably I think the best. I it's my personal favorite. I think it's one of the best comedies ever made. Like I don't see how people couldn't have it in their anybody have it not in their top five, you know what I mean? Like it's got to be
people that haven't watched the show.
Yeah, like it's got to be there.
It wasn't in my top five
of comedies. I'm saying comedy wise. Oh. Like if it's not in your top five of comedies, I don't think you're watching TV, right? You're doing it wrong. You got to turn the volume up or something.
Now correct me if I'm wrong. They never really
You're
did.
Wrong. Oh, sorry.
Because I watch a show, but I never like actively watched the show.
I've seen every episode at least twice.
So, did they ever do like part one, part twos? So,
yeah,
they
yeah.
did. Okay,
the season but for the most part, the seasons.
Most of the ones that I've seen is they. It's just really good at seemingly that they're just stories within themselves.
Oh no, that's one of the brilliant things is even if you catch and they're right in the middle of like a story arc with like one of Liz's boyfriends or something like Liz Lemon being Tina Fey, like there's the few episodes with Matt Damon when Matt Damon played the pilot that was dating Liz Lemon. I think he's in it for like four episodes, but they're kind of stretched out. And you could watch any one of those and like the episode and not know that.
Yeah, you don't have to watch
a bit.
Yeah,
because
they did a good job of every season would have a story that would go from season or episode one to whatever the end of the season was. That would be a big one, and then but every single episode had its own story that you're going on, and it was done in that hour.
Yeah,
or 42 minutes, but and it was cool because each one of those, a lot of times, didn't have to do anything with the main story of the season. So, like, it was all by itself, but somehow they played into what it was at the very end.
Yeah, and 30 Rock does a good job, too, of knowing it's a TV show and having fun with that, too. Not really, like, breaking the fourth wall like we were talking about earlier, but just, like...
But almost references the breaking the fourth wall. Yeah. Like, they talk about, like, the show that they do on it is obviously a poke at Saturday Night Live.
Right.
But they make references to Saturday Night Live stuff like it happened on their show.
Yeah.
But they're talking in a way where it could be breaking the fourth wall, but they're talking directly to another cast member, another person on the show.
Yeah.
So it's very clever in the way they do it. And if you know a lot about Saturday Night Live or you ever watch Saturday Night Live, that's what makes it even funnier. Like, you don't have to enjoy or ever watch Saturday Night Live, but if you do, it adds another element to it that's just so much better.
And then it's like at the they'll have like their season ending cliffhangers that you're like, what the fuck's going on? And then, like, the first episode, they'll just, like, talk about it real quick.
like a
phone call between Liz and Jack. And they'll be like, oh, this happened. And he, like, literally one of the lines is, yeah, so I guess you're all caught up in what's been going on.
like they don't give a shit about finishing that, yeah, like, story. It's
and then
so
there's
funny.
There's yeah. another line, too. It was, like, the season premiere, Liz Lemon... like hangs up the phone or talks to Jack, and like she sits there to herself, goes, I guess this is what's gonna happen this season, and goes on because she's talking about the show they're doing. Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty genius how it's written, and it's performed so well. Like it's the best thing Alec Baldwin I think has done. Like you'll say
Shadow, other than the Shadow, but yeah,
but
Hunt for Red October as well. I would say
no, dude,
Shadow. 30 Rock, Hunt for October.
Okay, I'd accept that.
30 Rock's so, like, his characters. And he was, like, that's, you talk about perfect casting. That's perfect casting. Having, hey, Cody, why are you so excited right now? What happened?
I'm just listening to you talk about your show.
Yeah. It is really exciting.
Yeah, that's a lie. Yep. That's a bullshit lie.
No, is there proof?
No, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm super excited
I'm
about what you're talking about.
At it.
Let's see. It.
No, phone.
Hey, let's pull Mitch Hedberg. Hey guys, this is audio, right? Oh, cool. Look at that guy's shirt. Sorry, go ahead.
But yeah, I'll like I said, with perfect casting, one and people from the show even alluded to this is Tracy Morgan is just slightly not as crazy as Tracy Jordan, the character he plays in the show. So
they like to make us believe that.
Yeah, well, that's yeah.
Do you remember when the what they first did for the show before it came on? I don't know if you remember or not when it, because I don't know if you watched it from the beginning, like on TV.
I think I caught it like on season
so,
4 or 3 or something like that.
So they announced a show on Good Morning America, like the thing, and then they actually had a thing. So if you remember in one of the first episodes with Tracy Morgan or Tracy Jordan in it, he was running down the street in his underwear. And
yeah,
he was
making
being
fun
a Jedi.
Of Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, that was they did that on the Today Show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was Today Show, not Good Morning America. It's on the Today Show as so he was playing Tracy Jordan
nice.
As like that. It was super funny, and like Tina Fey was on there talking about the show, like, there's someone outside, and there he was with his lightsaber, like, like I'm a Jedi. Like, oh, it was so funny.
Nice.
But yeah.
So with Tracy Morgan being basically playing himself, just hopefully turned up a little bit, maybe not. Alec Baldwin playing Jack Not is that's who Alec Baldwin, like that was pitch perfect casting.
Yeah,
like, you couldn't do that better.
No,
like if you could have picked anybody in the world, he's the perfect one. And of course, you know, Tina Fey playing the character that she essentially wrote is a version of herself, and that's what really it all is. It's all, you know, varying degrees of themselves, but that's what makes it fun, because it's so like you could see real life stuff happening. It's just kind of way exaggerated. Or even I space on what's the blonde girl's name,
Jenna Maroney.
Yeah so she makes references, like the very first episode is she talks, because I just rewatched it the other day. She's like, when I played that woman rapist on SVU, which she did in real life, she played a woman rapist on SVU, but she keeps doing shit like that. She's like, oh, when I did the commercial for it, and it's something that she's done in real life, it just makes me laugh. Like, it knows it's a TV show and it has fun with it, and it's so well written, it's excellently performed. It's the best ever.
Can we point out, like, her name, Liz Lemon, is just such a weird name too.
Yeah, I thought it was a joke
for, like, because I, you know, like I said, I never watched it from the beginning. I just kind of like watch whatever it's on TBS or whatever it is. I don't even remember anymore.
I don't know.
So every time they called her Liz Lemon or Tracy Jordan would call her
Ms. Lemon.
Ms. Lemon.
Ms. Lemon.
I'm just like, this is a joke, right? This is like not her name. But it just kept going. I'm like, that's her name.
And
Liz
the characters
Lemon.
Stay too. Like just the writing room characters that they go with, like Judah Freelander, it's fantastic, or Twofer.
Yeah.
He stays the whole time, and he's very small parts of each episode.
Twofer
but...
was the best when Donald Glover was writing on the show.
Yeah.
Because he was able to put a lot more into it, and you could literally tell when after season 3 when Donald Glover left, Twofer's character went more to the background, which sucked because he was an amazing character. It was fantastic.
He basically became like Judah Freelander's sidekick
in a way.
Just his basically the vehicle for Judah Freelander to say funny stuff. Yeah. Like I felt like that's what he became, which I mean was fine, but
yeah.
And then like I say, we go back to like the guest stars. They had everybody in it. They're like John Lithgow was in it, Michael Keaton was in it. Matt Damon, James Marsden was in basically the whole last season.
Last two seasons,
last
really.
Two seasons, yeah. Yeah. So many people.
Yeah, Mayhem from the fucking State Farm commercials.
LL Cool J was in it. Yeah, Mayhem was Dennis, Liz Lemon's ex-boyfriend who kept popping up at inopportune times.
In the first, like, three seasons, like, he was, like, still always around. Like, he was in every episode, but he was in a lot of
them. He was in a lot of them. Then he disappeared for a little while. Then he came, and every time he was on, it was great. His best line, best fucking line ever is Liz tells him like, oh, you're the one who was sleeping with like that teenager. He goes, look, Liz, she told me she was 17, but I could have swore she was 21.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that is the best line
so
ever.
So fantastic.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and there's just like I said, the guest stars, just ridiculous amounts of them. Jerry Seinfeld was like the first TV that Jerry Seinfeld has done since Seinfeld, which was ridiculous, but he was hilarious in it too.
And then what was the scheme they wanted to do with Seinfeld? Is they wanted to, it wasn't simulcast.
Well, they own the rights to it,
yeah,
so they wanted to put put Seinfeld.
Yeah, but
they
called
stuff.
It something though. Like
it was like Seinfeld Vision.
Seinfeld Vision or something like that.
They're just gonna digitally import him into other shows to make him more popular.
And then they tied it in later with the shows, then like the live one they did. They was like, oh look, it's Jerry Seinfeld, and they like the camera turns and it's actually Jerry Seinfeld, and he goes, I'm not on this show. And then it goes back. But the live episode they did was one of
the
best. Two. The
first one, but the second one was fantastic too.
The first
the live
one
shows,
blew my mind because it was like the most perfect television show ever made. Because they did things like, they'll like, oh look, it's Liz Lemon, and you go over and it's like, Ellen from Arlene from Seinfeld.
Julia Travis.
It's her, and like, but they won't show her face. They show from behind. You're like,
who played Jack when they cut away when they?
It was his brother. It was
younger Baldwin.
Steven.
So what happened, in case you haven't seen it, it was a completely live show, but they tried to make it as close to a regular episode as they could. So when they had the cut or scenes where like it would have been impossible for them to like wardrobe change and get over there and get back, they would just have other characters play them.
Yeah.
Like, and they did it for everybody. Everybody had a different character at one point.
But the best part was it because they did it like a structure of the actual show, it would go, so they would say like things much like, hey, remember that time we were at such and such place? And they would turn the camera, because it's live, they didn't really cut too much. They would turn the camera to a set piece that is basically that, and it would have different actors playing them.
Yeah.
And like, and they come back like, yeah, that was crazy. And it's like, but then like, Donald Glover in the second one, substituted as Tracy Jordan. And the only thing he did was lift his shirt up and pound his belly.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
And it's like, for no reason other than they wanted to have Donald Glover back on the show, like on it, because he'd never been on camera before. He was always a writer.
Yeah.
And so like, they had him on there, and it made no sense, but made perfect sense.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't need him to jump to him at all. Like, it had nothing to do with what it was they were talking about. It was just really funny, and then they came back. Super hilarious.
And then, yeah, so good. And then Jack McBryer's character, Kenneth, is so weird and awkward and so naturally good. Like, just a good person to be thrown in with all those other just horrible people.
No matter what happens. No matter, even his girlfriend he gets at the time, which is played by Kristen Stahl, is a complete fucking shitbag of a person.
Yeah.
Always lying to him, cheating on him, stealing money from him, trying to kill and take over Liz Lemon's life. Like,
for real. She's trying to single white female her the whole time she was on the show. It was so good.
But
dude,
the way they kept her in is she like, she became Kenneth's girlfriend, but because Kenneth was super devout in his weird religion that he had. Like, they never did anything, but she was okay with it because all she was using him for is a place to live and access to Liz Lemon. It was fantastic.
Nice.
I'm just thinking about funny parts of the show now. Like, it's so good. Watch it. Watch it, Joe. Don't be a bitch.
The mini microwave that they did.
Oh, yeah.
All the appliance shit they talk about because GM owns NBC.
Yeah.
And, like, the shit they would do to make fun. Like, not only do they make fun of Saturday Night Live and Lorne Michaels, who is a producer of the show.
Yeah.
Executive producer, which means like money behind it. But they would also make fun of NBC. They would make fun of GM.
All the time. One of my favorite bits was later on, they were talking about how unstable NBC is with their TV programming. They're trying to cancel something. He's like, what are you talking about? We have Law and Order. And then somebody like grabs them and he whispers to him. He's like, why would we cancel Law and Order? So good.
It was a good show. I liked a lot.
Yeah.
That's all, I guess.
All right.
Yeah, it was good.
Ending with a whimper.
Mike's new motto.
Yeah, it's what we do here.
It's what you do here. Do.
Anything else? Nope. Any other TV shows? Honorable mentions?
No.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was good. It
was good.
Yeah. Had, you know, did have Shredder in it.
Yeah, it did.
And that guy dances.
Yeah. Carlton,
yeah.
Alfonso.
I'm not going to lie. I might have done the Carlton.
Because you're
Recently? On like Friday, the most recent Friday that we just experienced,
yep.
You did the Carlton?
Yep.
So we should just end it at that because everyone should get some mental image. We should do a quick little video of you doing the Carlton and post it up to promote.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about.
We're doing that.
So comes naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. That's it for this episode. We will talk to you later.
Yeah.
Later.
End it.